This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 20. The Peter Principle. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 1. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For," said Peter, "it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership.' Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. Have you heard of the Peter Principle? It's a management theory by Lawrence J. Peter, suggesting that employees will rise to the level of their incompetence. In other words, people can be prompted into roles for which they don't even have the necessary skills, and people at the top are often not the best suited to fill those top positions. What about Peter in the Bible? Was he suited for his position at the head of the early church? Though Peter's heart was often in the right place, he was prone to extreme ups and downs, from boldly proclaiming Jesus as the Son of God to denying that he even knew his Lord. But before Jesus ascended to heaven, Jesus gave Peter the charge to take care of his sheep. So in the opening chapter of Acts, we see Peter speaking as the leader of the disciples and Jesus' other followers in Jerusalem. He leads the process of selecting Matthias to replace Judas, who had betrayed Jesus to the religious leaders. From this time on, Peter stands at the head of the founding and growth of the church in its early days. Was Peter suited for this role? In truth, no. Nevertheless, Jesus chose him, despite his flaws and failings, for a pivotal role in nurturing the early church. Are we suited for serving Jesus? In truth, no, but he will use us if we listen to him. Pray with me. Before you, Jesus, we all fall short. Thank you for loving us and calling us to enjoy life in you. Help us to honor and serve you faithfully. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.